This is the Morning Conversation News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Umpqua Community College with a new production beginning tonight. And it's a short-term production. Professor Bart McHenry in. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me here.
Well, I know you're busy running around getting ready for this today. Talk about a crooked hand. What's this all about?
Oh, it's an exciting day. Today is the opening night of A Crooked Hand, and it's a film noir genre detective comedy that takes place in a casino. So we're very excited to be able to serve wine from the Wine Institute that we have on campus, and food. So it's tonight, and it's Thursday, Friday, two shows on Saturday and Sunday. It's one weekend only. Don't miss the fun play with the Umpqua singers performing as well. So it's like two shows in one, because you get live jazz a cappella music that's been created from Dr. Jason Heald of the music department at the college. It's a wonderful, fun evening.
So how many actors do you have in this?
There are 11 in the play, and there are 9 Umpqua singers. So it's a big group.
So a lot of people, a lot of things going on. How'd this all come together?
Well, Professor Heald and I wanted to find something where we could work together that was maybe a little bit different than a full musical. And so usually a play would have background mood music. So instead of that just recorded, we actually have live performers. So it's exciting to see.
And while it would be enjoyable to watch, it would also be interesting to be one of the performers navigating this situation, because it is so unusual.
It is unusual, and it's a great opportunity for the performers. And it's very immersive, because everyone's sitting at cocktail tables with lights on their tables, so you can see the audience as a performer, and you're part of the show as an audience member. So come on down and have a glass of wine and enjoy the show at the same time.
So, I mean, even the added element while you're acting, somebody clinks their wine glass a little loudly.
That's right.
You've just got to deal with it.
Well, that's part of the whole ambiance of being in a casino where a detective is trying to solve a whodunit and fall in love at the same time.
And how long did it take to put this together? When did you start working on this?
We rehearsed the plays for about 8 weeks at the college. So Jason was working with his singers while I was working with the actors, and then we got together and put it all together. So just over the course of this term.
Boy, a lot going on out there, and you seem to really kind of thrive on doing what I would call kind of the unusual.
Well, I like to create something a little bit different. So it's a show you've never seen before, and you'll probably never see again, because we've put it together in this fashion.
And what about tickets for this?
The tickets are cash at the door, and also, of course, bring cash for food and wine. And it's $15 for general audiences, $10 for senior, and free for students of any age.
So talk about some of the actors, what the process has been for them. I imagine this is kind of a mix of newer actors and some veterans.
Yes, we have some that are in their first show and some that have done quite a few shows. What was fun about this show is it's on the East Coast, and we're having fun playing with East Coast accents. So some characters have a East Coast, New York, New Jersey accent, and having fun with that. It's something they don't get to do normally.
What's the age range of the actors?
Oh, well, that's a great question, because we have a sixth grader in the show that plays a paper boy, and we have a retiree, and I shouldn't speak about a lady's age, but she's a full-grown grown-up, and she is one of the casino people in the casino, and has lines as well as someone who is at the casino. So it's really fun to see mostly college students, but a sprinkling of every age group.
Well, you did very well navigating through that question about should you say her age or not.
Well, it's she has a wonderful lifetime perspective. And so that's been great for us, because, Lois McKinney has been in many plays in her lifetime and plays one of the casino players in our show.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Now, we need to emphasize that it's 1 week only.
1 weekend only. So don't think you're just going to come next weekend. Make sure you make it out to the Whipple Fine Arts Center on campus at UCC, and that's tonight at 7 o'clock, or Thursday, or Friday at 7 o'clock, or Saturday at 3 o'clock, or 7 o'clock, or our last show, Sunday at 3 o'clock.
And what are some of the things you have ahead beyond this?
Well, this summer, right in line with Graffiti Weekend, we have a concert outside in the amphitheater in the evenings at 7:30 during Graffiti Weekend. And that is a musical put together, again, by Professor Jason Heald and I, of music of The Day the Music Died. So you probably familiar with the song "Bye Bye Miss American Pie," and he
Don
references
McLean.
All those things. Yes, so it's a show built around that, and a great outdoor evening summer experience.
Somebody my age would remember that song because back in the day on the radio, that was a song that you always remembered because it was 8 minutes and 10 seconds long.
It
had the full-length version.
Right. It'll be a wonderful summer evening experience during Graffiti Weekend to come out and relax on the Swanson Amphitheater lawn. You can bring a blanket or sit in the chairs provided. And also, if you're down in the Winston-Dillard area, Schoolhouse Rock is the summer kids musical for Riverbend Live. So if you have a youngster that wants to be in a show and you live down there, they can get involved with that outdoor fun show that goes up at the end of July.
All right, so it looks like you've got a busy spring and summer ahead.
Oh, a lot of fun. I love to bring theater to the world, so we're having a good time with it.
All right, again, remind folks about the dates, times for this week.
See you tonight, or tomorrow, or Friday, or Saturday at 7 o'clock. Or if you prefer a matinee show, you can come at 3 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. It's a fun show. You don't want to miss it.
All right. A Crooked Hand, Professor Bart McHenry from Umpqua Community College. Thanks for coming in.
See you at a show.
8:38 at the Morning Report.